Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild, fabulous Friday night. You're here with Angela Bixby, Georgia Marantos, and our special guest tonight, Ms. Marcy Currier. Georgia.
Hi. Yes, I am. I've got a raspy throat, so laryngitis tonight, but I'm fully here. Hi, everybody.
Hi, ladies.
Bye, Marcy.
How are you, Marcy?
I'm so good. I've been busy, so this is like feels exciting to have kind of a light, okay, one question at a time, let's just see what's there. I'm really excited to be here.
Good. We're excited to have you. Listen,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about Marcy. She is an intuitive consultant, a tarot card reader extraordinaire. She teaches. She is the producer and, let me see if I say this right, producer, and I think she runs the shows too for Mind Broadening Arts and Entertainment Events, which we'll hear more about throughout the time together. We've got questions for her on that. And she's got some other interesting claims to fame to her career. She teaches some classes and reads cards at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, as well as working and holding events and doing readings in New York City. So we are thrilled to have Marcy with us here tonight.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay.
For those of you that want to find out some more information about Marcy, she can be found on www.meta, that's M-E-T-A, Marcy, M-A-R-C-Y, .tumblr.com. And her number is 860-823-8605 if you'd like to talk to Marcy about setting up a reading. And as I said at the beginning, you're listening to Psychics Gone Wild. We can be found on psychicsgonewild.com. We were chatting before the show started about the astrological state of affairs, which George and I channel most weeks. There's been so much to talk about lately that it can't help but kind of come up as a topic. Yeah. And so Georgia was saying that the Mercury retrograde is really kind of wreaking havoc on her throat with her ability to articulate very clearly. And I always like to... see it as more of a kind of going inside as opposed to communicating so much externally. She says as she communicates so much externally.
Exactly.
And then I really liked Marcy's take on it. Marcy, what do you have to say about Mercury retrograde?
Well, one, I think it just gets a bad rap. And, you know, anything that gets a bad rap is because we have values and preferences that don't align properly with it. But when we come into proper alignment, we go, oh, Mercury in retrograde is just asking us, it's inviting us to settle in, to calm down, to take some time out. And instead of the heavy focus that we usually have on building and going forward and operating externally, just as you said, it gives us a chance to really move internally. And something that was huge for me was to see everything, instead of like Mercury retrograde is making us do something, it's providing an invitation. Because invitations are exciting. Like, you know, invitations are great. So instead of pretending like we're happy with what we're getting, if we really think of it as an invitation, we get to see all of the other kind of colors of the spectrum that's going on during this period of time.
Yeah, very well said. Very well said.
Yeah, very well.
I much prefer invitations.
Yeah. Invitations are awesome. And yeah, exactly. And you know, and if you get an invitation you don't like, you're certainly welcome to just toss it in the trash. You don't have to accept the invitation. You know, you can accept the consequences then if you do that. But it's like, with an invitation, it reminds us that we have free will, that we have choice, and that we can go with it or not. You know, it's kind of like, you know how you're, when I think of Mercury retrograde, I think about the social etiquette of if you're having a loud party, you invite your neighbors. You know, that sort of thing where it's like, they can decide not to come, but they got the invitation. You're sort of like off the hook.
You've done your part.
Exactly.
No, I like it. I really like your more proactive explanation about it too. You know, there have been times in my life where I looked at the astrology or, you know, the stars in the sky as more of an explanation or as more of a reactive position. Oh, that must be why XYZ is happening to me in my life, you know. Whereas your description of Mercury retrograde and its invitation component feels so much more proactive, like, oh, fantastic, I can work with these energies if I choose to on XYZ thing for me to be better at XYZ. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, for me at this point, I, you know, the thing I kind of come to is that it all comes down to proper alignment, just on every level possible. So if we know what's going on, then we can align with it. If we're not aware of it, we only know about the improper alignment when things start to fall apart.
Right.
But when we see it around us, we can go whoop and like find the alignment with what we want.
Yeah.
So, and that's also how I explain why, like, you know, when callers want or people that are asking questions want to know a yes or no, will this happen, or, you know, when will this happen? Something that I always remember is like, well, you find your alignment, you know, what do you want? And then what's the alignment that you can have to have that thing? And then is that thing in alignment with your best alignment? And you kind of, I mean, it really literally looks to me always like things lining up, you know, going into an align. And if we have to curve too much this way to get this thing we think we want, then maybe that curve isn't so good for us. You know, or it's like a big curve and we have to do a giant amount of shifting and we have to be ready for what that's going to mean when we make that curve to find our new line.
Yeah, well said. And if you picture that curve as like a really acute turn on a, say, a highway, how fast are you going? You know, how well are you going to take this turn? What are the consequences? You know, the faster you go potentially towards something that's so far out of your alignment, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And then there are like, I mean, what you're talking about, because it makes me think of like, you know, like when you're driving a car, there's a maximum speed at which you can take a corner. You know, even no matter how skilled you are, no matter how fast your car is, no matter what, like there comes a point when it's like, nope, like you cannot exceed this speed with this amount of arc. You know, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's when you get like a no in a reading. It's like, whoa, I mean, this will not happen. This will not work. Kind of coming down to like the physical properties of things.
Right, right. Physical. I'm giggling because I'm picturing different decisions and times in my life when I've gone so bullheadedly around that curve so fast. I'm overlaying that metaphor on certain decisions in my life, and it's just like,
yeah, it's a good metaphor.
Yeah. Good. Well, we've got some callers in queue, ladies. Should we go ahead and bring a caller on?
Yay.
All right, callers, we're going to ask you to just pose one question to us each tonight. Since last week, I know we ended up ending the show with quite a few callers that weren't able to get through. So although we love to work with all of you for extended periods of time, we're going to try to keep ourselves brief, too, in the interest of serving everyone's needs. So we appreciate your patience and brevity up front. Thanks. Area code 407, you're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Yes, my name is Patricia, and do you want me to ask a question, or could you tell me what I need to know, or what?
If you could ask us a question, Pakira, that would be great, please. Thank you.
Yeah, I can do that. Someone gave me a job offer.
Ooh.
His name is Hector, but I don't know how to drive. And he said that's a problem. I have to know how to drive, but I still have a job offer. Like, I can start as soon as I learn how to drive. Because he says that causes problems if I don't know how to drive. It would be hard to go into work. Like, for example, if I catch a bus to work, it would be hard.
Can I jump in here?
Yes.
Go for it.
So this, what shows up is that this is just a great opportunity for you. The immediate thing that pops up is like that there's something about driving that is really, really terrifying almost for you, that there's a reason, there's an emotional reason that you don't drive currently. But that is great because on two things. One is this job looks like it would be maybe not super long-term for you, but a great start and to get something going. But even more than that, the impetus to get your license and to get driving and to get used to driving and to feel comfortable with driving will bring you a lot of other opportunities, and your whole kind of horizon expands and opens up. So with this job offer, I think it's a dramatic and big change. And like I said, I'm not sure that this job itself is super long-term for you, but number one, it looks like it would be great for you in the short term anyway, that anything would be wonderful. And to have to be forced to kind of get over this thing of not driving would bring you just so many opportunities. And there are so many things that you haven't even allowed yourself to want because of this one barrier, that it would just kind of level some of the obstacles that have been in your way, and you'd be able to move forward and kind of get on the way to the more happy version of yourself that you see.
Yes, because I feel like not driving is holding me back. Like, I have a lot of opportunities and a lot of job offers, but I have to deny them because I don't drive.
Yeah,
but I think, like, my life would be more outgoing, and
absolutely,
I don't have to depend on one, so my life will be better.
Yep. 100%. And I, like, you can't even see right now the ways that not driving is preventing from having some of the things that you want. And the other thing is, then this is it for me, I'll wrap up here, is that this sort of the emotional stuff that has been holding you back will suddenly disappear when you get that license. So it's not even a long trek through emotional baggage that you would have to do. You'd get the license and then that would be it. And I'll end with this one little quote from Vincent van Gogh that I quote a lot. I love it. And it says, if you hear a voice within you say that you cannot paint, by all means paint, and the voice will be proven wrong. And it's like it is the quickest way to just shut up the demons that are inside us, you know, telling us we shouldn't do this, we can't do that, it's too hard, it's too scary. So, you know, the physical action of counteracting that thought immediately makes a big change for you. So that's all I have to say. Sorry, guys. That's what's coming through.
That's fantastic, Marcy. And Pakira, it's Angela. I think it was cracking me up when Marcy said you can't even see what this is, sort of the opportunities, the emotional opportunities that this is holding you back from or something along those lines, because what Spirit was showing me was the same thing, you with a blindfold on, and this is about you untying that blindfold, and this just really to echo so much of what Marcy already covered, but this is really expansive for you, and it is. It's as simple as Marcy said. It's much like we were talking about earlier on the call. This is about you stepping into aligning with what you really want. I mean, this is one small thing, you learning to drive, and it's going to open up so many doors. So congratulations.
Yes,
good luck.
Thank you. Yes. Like, when should I start doing it? Like, I have someone to teach me, but I just have to...
Right away.
Just now. Because I'm cautious about letting certain people teach me, because everybody can't drive.
You'll be fine.
This is perfect. Just do it. And you're going to have all of these little voices. These are not helpful voices to you. The like, but I think this. Those are the voices that are holding you back. So those voices just need to be. You say thank you very much, voices. I'm going to go and do this thing anyway right now, and I'll talk to you in a bit once we see how this goes. But I see you fully protected in this. I don't see it as a major issue, and I think the sooner you get on the road, the better. And sure, it'll be tough at first, and go slow. You know, take your time, start in parking lots, do whatever you need to do. But it's something that, you know, the quicker you go, the better it'll be.
Yeah, so I'll be because I drew before. So it's not a problem. So I'm just wondering, like, I never drove in the highway around other cars on the highway, but I like to drove around the parks, neighborhoods, parking lots, but not on the highway with other cars.
Yeah,
you're
great.
Excellent
luck to you, and we wish you just the best.
Thank you.
Sure. Take care, Pakira. Thank you for calling in, and good luck to
good
you.
Night.
Exciting. I think Pakira's called in for the last few weeks, Georgia. She's called in a few times in the last couple months.
Yeah.
And
that's
I know
very
she's been
exciting.
Listening, so, yeah, for work. And so, wow.
Yeah.
Look at what a job offer is bringing her. Like this universe of expansion that we just don't ever know how the universe is going to deliver our next expanded steps. It's pretty cool.
And
such good news.
Something that call made me think of was like, I immediately hear this, my skeptical clients and friends in my head who say, well, yeah, isn't getting a license good for everyone? And the answer probably is like, sure. But the difference with this was like, it was so like, absolutely, this is what the thing this woman needs to do. And I can only describe how like internally I know the difference between just giving like general, like, that's a good idea versus like, oh my God, this is so it for you right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Like the heavens are smiling. She got a lot. There's a lot of success in her life once she starts driving.
Yeah. Exciting. Cool. All right. I'm going to bring the next caller on. Area code 215. You're on the line with us.
Hi. How are you guys?
Hi. How are you?
Good. My name's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi. I'm calling from Delaware.
I remember you, Jackie. Hi, neighbor.
Hi. So I found out that I am number 6 on the waiting list to get into this clinical mental health counseling program. With that information, I was wondering how I'm looking to get in.
So my immediate sense is that this might not even be the right program for you.
Really?
I think if it's what you really want, like if you tune in and you're like, absolutely, this is what I want, and you really cover all the ground of doubt that you have that may be kind of lurking under the surface, and then you still want it, this can happen for you. But I just kind of feel like there may be like a little bit more feeling something out, figuring something out that you need to do. So it's kind of a funny double answer of like, yeah, you can make this happen if you get to the place where you are 100% certain that this is what you want. But I just wonder if it's exactly the right thing for you.
Because, I mean, in my heart, I feel like it is. Like, I don't have any, I don't think I'm fooling myself, but.
Okay.
Because I was in an MBA program, and I didn't think that was what was going to set me on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can I jump in, Marcy?
Yeah, please.
And me with my Mercury retrograde voice going backwards. Hi, Jackie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
So I just wanted to pop in and say that, yes, you know, and echo some of what Marcy said, particularly about the fact that, you know it in your heart that you want to do it, and actually you can make it happen because it's actually there. You know, you're right there. You're sixth on the list, and I see you making it happen. I also see it as a stepping stone because you can allow yourself to look further than the mental illness counseling program and see what's the next step after that. And I think that's, Marcy, that might be what you're picking up on.
I think you're right, yep.
Yeah, this isn't where she's going to be, like, landing and sitting for a long time. She's actually, this is going to be your stepping stone, Jackie. So see it as that, and you'll be building on these counselling skills and, you know, doing more of the, you know, doing the healing work, basically. That's what I'm seeing Spirit showing me.
Okay, good. Because I was looking into also becoming, like, after getting this master's program done, doing getting a life coaching curriculum, you know, under my belt.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
That sounds great. If I might jump in, I was going to say, yeah. I was going to echo both of what Marcy and Georgia said, but I see the delay is here for a reason, and I agree with them both. What I see you doing next, which I know you've already mentioned some of your interests with the life coaching, but it's almost something a little bit more analytical. It's as if it's it might even be that there's a man that you're going to train with or a man that's got a different program that you end up going with, similar to the mental health counseling that you're looking at, or that has an opportunity to have you do some interning or something with him in the interim before you get into this school. Like, somehow it feels like there's a male connected to the next step after the school.
I see that too. I'm seeing the importance of a partnership thing along the way as well.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So if you can, try to view this period while you're on the quote-unquote waiting list as the time for you to just continue to open and cultivate all of the real deep desires that you have for your expansion and what you want to do next. And just keep uncorking those ideas that you have and those desires that you have, because it provides you more time to really kind of reap what you want pretty quickly here in the near future.
Okay, awesome. I've been asking Spirit at night to direct me and to let me know, so I'm trying.
Atta girl.
It sounds like you're doing great.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. I know you have a lot of callers.
Thanks for calling in, Jackie.
Thanks, Jackie.
All right, thank you. Take care.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
How exciting. All right, I'm going to go ahead and bring on another caller if you both are ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
727, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Lisa.
Hi.
Hi.
Lisa?
Yes, hi.
How can we help you?
I wanted to know, what you see coming up for my finances and a possible relocation of home.
Okay. All righty. We're all tuning in here.
Yeah.
It looks
pulling
like
up the guns.
Sorry?
No, I said I'm pulling out the big guns on this. I'm getting my cards out.
Okay, cool. I would have jumped in the intro. Lisa, what I'm seeing is that there's sort of multiple components to the financial piece, and it looks like you've put like three or four steps in line, Spirit's showing me, and you've been sort of following these steps to work on improving your finances. And so I see that it's, what you're doing is a good plan. It just looks like there's a bit more time yet for it to all play out. And you've been also, it looks like, working on your thinking and positive thinking specifically around your finances. And it's almost as if you've been working really hard on manifesting this stuff financially. And so that's a good thing in that it looks like you're sort of working on all levels to try to bring your financial situation into a better position. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead, Marcia.
Oh, I was just seeing that this whole process, the larger part of it is about being able to facilitate and access greater healing for her, and that the sort of mundane step-by-step process of the finances is not as significant as the overall thing. And then one message I got was that there's almost a sense of having to kind of unbuild or rein it in a little bit, that there may be too many things that you are too, kind of like, I see you with a number of kind of like you have a bunch of balloons and you have kind of too many strings that you're holding on to and not enough space or room available for the things that really matter. So as far as working all of this out and getting it to get kind of straightened out, there may be some things that you have to let go of for the time being, not all the way and not 100%, and certainly not forever, but just to be able to have like an extra hand free to do the new things that you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does that make sense to you, Lisa?
Yeah.
All right, good. Georgia, do you have anything to add to the situation?
Spirit's showing me a man, and I'm wondering if it's your husband or a partner, Lisa. Do you have someone in your life at the moment?
No, I'm single right now.
Okay, because I do see that the money issue that, we've been talking about is somehow related to either a partner or maybe even a father influence. And I do see that changing. It feels to me like it's going to be around the sort of, I get the number, either five, this is really broad. I don't normally get such a broad range, but it's like between sort of 5 weeks or it could be 5 months. So somewhere between then, there's a serious change in the way that you're thinking about money and the pathway opens and you're getting more of what you want. So if you, and I don't know if it's something you're interested in doing yet, but if there was ever something that either your father had, an issue with money or something along the men in your life and their relationship to money. I don't know if there was a feeling of money kind of falling by the wayside, if they wasted money in some particular way. It feels like that energy is there. And if you can somehow let go of that or cut that in some way and let that go, then that opens the pathway for you a little.
Oh, okay. Well, my father... Sorry.
No, please.
Oh, my father's kind of a miser.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got that. And with a very hypercritical and strict view of how money should be spent and worked with. And it's like there's no right move to make with your money. If you save it, then you're, what are you doing? And if you spend it, then it's the wrong thing. And
oh, yeah, he's like, I mean, I don't share this with him, but he's bizarre. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, and it's really good to remember that we're always
like
responding.
A mental health issue around money,
uh-huh.
The key is
right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's to a point where it's like mentally ill, for real. It's not.
Which
so
is that's the
not
energy. Healthy. Yeah, if I can pop in, I just want to say that's the energy that you really want to get out of your aura. You kind of don't want that relationship to money to be something that you're dealing with, you know, because of him. So any kind of energy healing, any kind of meditation that you can do, you know, you can get our help. I know that we all do this kind of work. I know Angela does. Actually, Marcy, I don't know if you do, and we're going to hear more about what you do, but I'm sure you do as an intuitive, and I know I do. So that's, you know, it's something that you can actually work on and can and will. I'm seeing it, you know, spirit is showing that you're actually going to get over it and that you'll be, you know, carving your own pathway and relationship to money.
Now, do you see me relocating? Like, do you see a move coming up for me?
So,
can I tell you, I don't see that. So I'm sorry. I see you kind of being in that space of wanting to move, but kind of what Georgia was saying is, there's this space where you kind of get into this stuck place around it. And there's a way, too, where there's almost a sense that this move is some sort of false solution that actually wouldn't – is that you're better off clearing this energy that we're talking about than moving as as a solution to anything that's going on.
Yes. So the if you can, for the moment, just let go of the idea of moving and work more on clearing that energy and getting your heart, mind, soul, and all of your thoughts and actions in alignment to bring in the money, then that's going to help. That's going to help you feel better, and you won't necessarily. Or even if you do look at moving after that, there'll be a totally different answer. You were talking about that, Marcy, weren't you, about aligning and how once you're in alignment, things can happen. So first you need to get your finances and your thinking and your whole being in alignment about that, and then you'll make that move happen if you want.
Okay.
Lisa, we thank you for calling, and we wish you the best of luck with the whole situation. And do let any of us know if we can help you further.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, fantastic. Marcy, I love how quick you are. You fit right into the team.
It's awesome.
It's
great.
Well, it makes me a good reader and sometimes a terrible conversationalist.
Well, I love it tonight. It's working really well for you tonight. Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, and it's great energy. You bring really great energy, and I think that's really helpful too. You know, I mean, you know, sometimes people just want an answer, and it's as simple as that, and they don't want a conversation, and that's, you know, that's really exactly what is needed in the moment, and love your energy. So this is wonderful.
Oh, thank you. It's
fun.
So fun to be here. I knew this would be fun, and it was one of those times when my intuition was correct, because I am having a blast already.
Yeah.
Hey, Marcy, you know, I think I may have mildly bungles one of the things that you do, so I would love to hear more about it. The arts and entertainment events that you do. Now, sometimes I'll see pictures on Facebook and sort of like read snippets about what look like these wildly fun and creative events, but can you tell us a little bit more about that aspect of your work?
Okay, please. I will. So let's see. Events planning is something I've always been interested in, and it started, I had a great friend who was also kind of one of my psychic buddies. You know, everything we did together was developing our intuition too. But he was like, I want to be a stand-up comedian. And because both of us think that we're smarter than the world, you know, he's like, normally when people want to be comedians, they have to go to open mics and it takes a really long time. Why don't we just put a show on? And then, because he is the person that he is, he said, you know, you're not doing anything with your life right now. You should just make a show for me. And my response was like, oh, you're my friend. Of course I will. So completely naive, we put together this show at a little coffee shop in town. This was back in maybe like 2009, early, that was like May 2009. And that was the very first thing I ever put together was this. And it was for someone else, and I think that was why it was really easy for me to do. I put together this comedy show, and it was okay. It was okay. And it was certainly, like, not the grand epic adventure that we expected, but it was great. It was fun. It was a super good experience. And then from there, I was like, well, I kind of got the bug, the producing bug, and I was like, this is cool, you know? And I put together, I had done a lot of artwork and never had an art show, so I put together an opening for my own artwork, and then I was putting together sort of community events, and then I dated a different comedian, and we co-produced a comedy show in New York City. So I got all of this production stuff that wasn't quite fitting with my, like, intuitive healing. Like, I couldn't figure out who I was and how these things fit together. And then in 2010, I moved away from my home in Connecticut to the Hudson Valley. And I moved to the Hudson Valley exactly at the time that all of my friends from Omega left and dispersed around the country and around the world. My money and resources dried up, and it was the dead of winter. It was the worst winter that the Hudson Valley had had in years. And I spent a good chunk of time really, really miserably depressed, like a year and a half or so. So wow. Then I thought back to, okay, like I started, you know, summer came around, I was feeling better, and I saw winter kind of creeping in and just said to myself, oh, man, like this cannot happen again. I don't think I'll make it through another winter, you know. And I thought back to when was I happy, you know, when was I excited about life, when did I have good things going on, and I was reminded of, you know, when I was producing events, when I was working with a coffee shop, and just being in kind of the center of a community. So out of nowhere, and believe me when I tell you it's out of nowhere, I got the idea to start a music open mic in my town. And why I say out of nowhere is I'm not a musician. Well, I wasn't a musician. I had zero relationship to music other than, like, dancing wildly around my kitchen. that was the hit that I got. Was this voice that just said, look, like, you know, just started music open mic. And there's this great thing about the way that my mind tends to work is I don't have the voice that says, like, you don't know what you're doing. You shouldn't do this. And it's the great thing and it's the terrible thing because I end up in a lot of situations where I have no idea what I'm doing. And then it was a great series of synchronicities. I contacted the local coffee shop owner. He said, oh, well, funny enough, as a matter of fact, we're starting an open mic, and, you know, here's the guy's name, come meet him. I went to the very first open mic that they had. I met Darian, who became my partner, and just said, hey, here's my experience. I don't know what I'm doing. I would love to be a part of this. And he just said, he's also quite intuitive, and he said, oh, yeah, you're in. Let's be partners on this and come next week. So that was just about 2 years ago. Our anniversary is in September. And it's a music open mic is what we call it. But it really has been this amazing healing adventure for not just me, but there are so many people that have come through and they start out and they're brand new and they don't know what they're doing and they're nervous to perform or they're miserable in other parts of their life and music is kind of this bright spot. And we've just seen people transform. It's wow. been amazing. And it really does feel like I'm putting all of my stuff together. And I just think putting people in contact with their art, and like I said in my bio, you know, there's the brilliant genius that's in all of us. When we again, the word align comes, but, you know, when we put ourselves in contact with that and encourage it, so much healing can take place. And to do that, that's a weekly thing that I do. I host, and now I can run the sound and everything. It's really kind of a miracle. And then I also do tarot events where I am either on a stage or at a table in the front of the room, and I have an audience, and I take questions. And I think that's where when you see me be fast, I've been exercising that muscle for years where I'm on stage and the pressure's on to, like, you know, have something ready. And it takes really listening, being able to really listen. But also, you know, I'm keeping in mind the entire group, plus every individual, plus me. And so one of the skills I've really developed is to have like a very almost compartmentalized sensory system where I can take in, it's like the sound levels on a music, an amplifier, you know, where it's like, okay, I got, you know, this is the level of the whole group. This is the level of that one person that needs to go down a notch. You know, this is the level of me. Okay, that needs to be, you know, rounded out on the edges. So it's really cool. It's a
wow.
Great. I love performing. I'm a Leo rising, so anyone that's into astrology.
yeah, of course.
I love being, and I always say that my tarot events are the perfect expression of my astrological chart because I'm a Taurus. And so I love to just sit somewhere and not be bothered, you know. I love to just camp out, and that's what I do. I sit on stage, and I'm just there for 2 hours. And then I'm a Pisces moon, so to be able to access my intuitive ability in that comfortable space while Leo rising on stage, it all really works. It's really, it's
wow.
really nice.
Sweet.
And I did some work with an improv group for a while. I really love just saying, well, I don't know if this can be done. Well, let's try it. And it's that's a relatively new, maybe like in the last 5 years, way of operating that is I found to be very, very, very exciting.
Oh, God, that's fantastic. I think, you know, your energy, Marcy, is probably healing so many callers at the moment who have either been in, you know, indecision mode about their careers or whatever. I think your go-getter energy, I mean, it's healing me, for goodness sakes. It's awesome. So thank you for sharing that story. It's just brilliant.
And I'm just a living example of do what you love because, you know, it doesn't, I'm a single mom. I've been a single mom for 15 years. My son is just got out of ninth grade. And it would make so much sense in my life if I was someone who, like, worked at Dunkin' Donuts or had a job in the corporate world that I wasn't happy with. Like, I have every excuse in the book to not be living this kind of strange and varied life that I love. You know, I have every any excuse I want to be miserable is there.
Right, right, right.
But it doesn't make sense
not.
That I should. No, I mean, I...
That's right.
And I think it's just such a, I feel like I am an example.
Yes.
Because it's like, oh, what are your excuses? No, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not really,
yeah.
Your excuses are not good. They're not valid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well done. Well done.
Yeah. Excellent. God, that is, it's so great to hear. And I have to share with you what's going on in the chat room, Marcy. So quite a few of our colleagues from Psychics Gone Wild are in the chat room, a lot of the other fellow psychics, and they're listening to the show, and they're chatting it up. And one of them, after you talked about the experience of the open mic comedy night, is calling you now a comedium.
Oh!
Defining comic and medium. So C-O-M-E-D-I-M-S.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, they're like, we need more comedians, and spirits do have a sense of humor. Yes.
I might use that.
Yeah, I wonder what you just said there. So there
that's
you go.
Awesome.
There's a new newly coined.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. I love it.
Yeah. I'm going to bring the next caller on the line. This caller has been waiting for quite some time. Very patient caller.
Thank you.
928, you're on the line. Thank you for holding for so long.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you there, 928?
Hello. Yes.
What's your name, Adir, and how can we help you?
My name is Alfina.
Hi, Alfina.
Hi, Angela.
Hi. What's your question for tonight?
I've recently got into a relationship, and I'm wondering what are, like, the person that I'm with, I'm wondering what his intentions are with it.
And
all right, let's take a look.
What's his first name, Alfina? Alfina, can you hear me?
Yes, what was the question?
What's his first name?
First name is Dale, D-A-L-E.
D-A-L-E, gotcha, great. All right, we're all tuning in. Bear with us here.
So he just seems to me really fun. depending on what you're looking for, maybe not serious enough. But I don't think so. Because here's what I'm getting a lot at once, and so I'm getting his intentions, which are just like innocent and fun and pure and like ready to just have a good time. And then I see that from your perspective, that can almost be have like a negative feeling of like, is he just in it for fun? And I want to say like the answer is yes, but not in. In any way to be construed negatively. Does that make sense? Like he's not coming at it like, I'm just in it for fun. He really is genuinely a fun, gentle, nice person who wants to have a good time. And it's important to be able to be open to seeing it from that perspective. Is he what you are looking for? I think if you're patient, he really could be. And I think it's important that you not kind of decide too soon that he's just looking for fun and you're looking for something different. Because I think the connection between the two of you really has a lot of potential and could really be beautiful if you can find a way to see his lack of seriousness as a virtue as opposed to sort of something for you to be frustrated or irritated about. Does that make sense?
Sort of.
Okay. Let's let one of the other two jump in then and see what if there's another way of saying that or if they're seeing something different.
So, so I do,
yeah,
have,
I have
you know, if I can
question.
Echo
can
you,
guys
Marcy.
Can you hear the feedback on my head?
No, you sound pretty clear to me, Angela.
Oh,
hello?
Okay, good. I didn't know if you could hear me. I have a weird popping. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh,
yep.
I did hear the popping, actually.
Okay.
Right, but you're pretty clear now.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
Right. So I just wanted to echo Marcy's words about, I lost my train of thought there. So, so that it does, the relationship does feel like, you know, you could almost be like twin souls. I mean, there's something you meet on a level that's really beautiful. On the other side of that, it feels like somehow there's, you know, someone's hands are tied. And I don't know if both of you are a little bit tied in terms of the decisions that you can make in the relationship or not. But I do get that you're kind of in two minds about staying in the relationship, you know, or leaving it. And I get that, you know, it's kind of like this relationship, you're going through an initiation. It feels like if you can sort of figure out this relationship in life and see exactly what Marcy said in terms of how you're, you know, perceiving him and his personality and seeing the relationship, then you're going to be in a better space. And that better space will either make the relationship better with him, or it's going to bring in someone else that you're going to be happier with.
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Angela? Are you with us, or have we lost you?
No, I'm here. I was juggling headsets, but I still have the popping. Forgive me. So, Alfina, did that resonate with you, what Georgia said?
I sort of, yeah. It's kind of...
Alfina, do you have a more specific question that we're not quite hitting on?
Yeah, like, this relationship is fairly new, like recent, and I'm just like, it's long distance, so I'm just surprised you guys didn't pick up on that. And I'm at this point, I'm just wondering if it's even worth the effort.
It is,
because he's saying like a lot of things to me that he's serious and things like that, and I'm like, how in the world are we supposed to be serious if you're like freaking a couple of states away? It doesn't make any sense.
I think that you two have different definitions of serious, and I think that, honestly, it's up to you. There's a very, very strong connection here, and this is one of those cases where kind of no matter what, you can't really like, screw this up right now. They're, no matter what you do, this is going to come back around and do something. So if you feel like you want to take a break, you can without wondering if you're ruining anything.
At this point, I was just thinking, like, letting it go because, like I told you.
That's what I'm saying. You totally could.
And it's, like, a very recent relationship. I don't feel like a twin flame or whatever tied to him. Like,
okay.
I don't feel that at all.
That's what's so funny is that there are lots of ways that you're talking yourself out of this, which is fine. And what I'm seeing and what I think George is saying too is that this will very likely continue no matter what you do. The connection is there, and you may not be seeing it yet. You may not be experiencing it yet. It may not be the right timing for you, but there's something here. That is powerful. It
are
is
you
strong.
Sure with this person, or are you seeing
yes.
like somebody else? Because
I'm absolutely positive.
Right
yeah,
I'm
and
really
Ophina,
positive.
Ophina, I'm going to jump in. If you can try to look at a bigger picture, what I'm seeing, what Spirit shows me, is much what they're saying, but it's from a bigger perspective than just this guy. It's about a karmic lesson for you. And what I'm seeing is that it's an opportunity for choice about what you do want in a relationship. And I do, you know, I saw a lot of
that. I don't want anything like long-distance relationship. Like, no.
Right. So be clear on what you want, and that's the best thing you can do for the situation. Because the lesson here, the karmic lesson, is sort of bigger than you and this guy. It's for you to decide what it is that you want and what you feel good being in relationship, what circumstances you feel good being in relationship with someone. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes better sense because I can, like, yeah.
Okay, good. We wish you good luck and thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Oh, sugar. I accidentally hung up on Georgia.
Sorry.
Oh, no. She'll call back. Yeah, no, sometimes I flip around if I'm unmuting someone or clicking, you know, the way that I'm hanging them up, that happens sometimes. So she'll call back. Anyway, thank you, Marcy. I liked, I admired the way that you were kind of tackling that situation and the caller. And it's hard sometimes when we don't really want to, people don't always hear some of the messages that we're delivering. So
and I feel like it's something because I wasn't always the level of intuition that I operate at now, the level of awareness that I work with wasn't always there. So there's been a slow development of it, and I've had to slowly get used to being like, nope, I'm right, or not. Maybe that's not the way I want to say it, but where I just go like, I know what I'm seeing, and I've had enough experiences of trying to backpedal, but then end up having been correct all along, that I just have learned. I've had to learn how to just say like, this is what I'm seeing, and I also trust that. Either I could be wrong, right? There's always that. Like, any one of us could be 100% wrong. And so what? Because whatever's right is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then we could be right, and also so what? Because whatever's right is going to happen. Like, we're basically just talking. And, like, you know, with the idea that maybe it will be helpful. And then I consider that, you know, my job is to just do the best I can to say what I'm getting and worry about the rest of it some other time.
Exactly. And our psychic family in the chat room is saying the same thing. They're like, exactly, Marcy. So, yeah, you said it well. And I think I managed to bring Georgia back on. Are you there, Georgia? I'm so sorry.
Yes, I am. I'm back. I'm happy to hear the conversation.
Good. All right, everybody, you're listening to Psychics Gone Wild, fabulous, fun Friday night with Georgia Marantos, special guest, Marcy Courier, and Angela Bixby. You can find information about all three of us on psychicsgonewild.com. I'm going to go ahead and bring on the next caller here. Area code 740, you're on the air.
Hi, girls. I have enjoyed this show so much. This has been awesome.
Thank you.
Hi. My name's Lori. I'm in Ohio. And
hi.
I enjoyed the story about the coffee shop and the live open mic. That is what I do.
Woo.
I just thought to do the same thing. And I loved hearing your story because I can resonate with that big time.
Yeah.
My question is, although I'm getting my tea and coffee shop going in the direction that needs to be for total growth and expansion, which has been just an amazing turn of events. Meanwhile, knowing that that is going to happen, even though we've had a few stumbling blocks, my desire and what's stirring in me, I kind of have the same no fear, don't overthink it, just do it, you know, kind of mentality, right or wrong. And so I am wanting to do inspirational and motivational speaking. And I've been on some of these different shows that you guys have and some of the others, just getting some insight and getting more, I think it's just, I don't know if it's more confidence or more of what to expect or where to go with it. Because I want it to be the best and really be my journey and meet the people, of course, that I'm supposed to meet in the process. Is there anything that you pick up?
Immediately. What comes up is just, you know, you talk about in the process, and it really is a process. And the analogy I'm going to give you is this. I work at Omega Institute, and there's this workshop that I've always found kind of ridiculous, and I apologize to my friends at Omega, that's called How to Write Spiritual Books or something like that. And I've always found that that's kind of paradoxical, that it's not about I want to write a spiritual book. It's I've had this experience. What do I do with this experience? Oh, I'm going to write it down and put it in a book. And so when we think about you and this thing that you want to become, that's sort of like this division to hold on to. And then you do what you love to do, and you just keep doing it more. Does that make sense? It's like there's, that you're kind of seeing it as this, and not quite. I mean, you've got a really, you have an excellent handle on understanding how things operate, and you're doing great. And so I'm going to say this, in this tiny one area, you're doing that thing that we all get caught up in where we go, how's this going to be? How's this going to turn out? And being intuitive can actually make it worse because we see this picture and we think that we somehow need to create that picture. And really all we need to do is naturally move and we find ourselves in that tableau that we're seeing. So for you, it's really, there's nothing majorly different that you need to do. You need to just say yes to the opportunities that come your way. Continue to follow your intuition as you are. You're so good with that. I mean, absolutely so good with that. You and I can feel and see why my story resonates, because you have that same thing of like, I don't know why what I'm doing. I don't know why I would do this. But I see, I'm using my cards right now, and I see nothing but success for you. We've got the Six of Wands, which is literally the one of the keywords is success. The Sun, which is you just in your shining, perfect brightness. We have Judgment, which is the brand new day and the bright new things happening to you. And we have the World card, which is you in your ultimate perfection. And then along the way, we have the Two of Cups, which is meeting the right people that will help you get to where you need to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's exciting.
Yeah.
It really is. Life can be really exciting. You just have to, whatever you're stirred up inside with, whatever your dreams, I mean, it takes people like you guys to spark people's dreams and to realize that you can have one and you can obtain it. You know, success is only measured by the beholder, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Success comes in all kinds of different packages. And I think that these shows are very good in getting people moving forward and unstuck and just inspired and empowered. I mean, that is important to move forward through anything, grief or finding a job. Sometimes taking a look at yourself in the mirror and saying, okay, what can I change about myself today to make me more attractive for whatever I'm going out for, whether it be relationship or work or, you know, what can I do with the person I'm looking at in the mirror? It's not all about everybody else. And so, you know, I'm so excited about it, but it's like, oh, my goodness. It's very strange when you're pretty outgoing and people perceive you as outgoing, but when you get in a crowd, unless it's in my own nest, like my own store, I can speak to 25 and 40 people easily. But when I think about, I know I'm meant for bigger things.
Uh-huh.
I know this. That
yes.
scares the crap out of me.
You know what,
you know?
Mary? That fear is actually a really good indicator. It's that, I mean, that's a really good indicator that, you know, you're right there walking into those steps that are really in alignment for you. It's that flip side of the exhilaration. What, if I can just add my two cents, the reading that Marcy offered was beautiful, and what you say is gorgeous and generous, and thank you so much for listening and participating, because you're a real treat to speak to and to listen to. You're really inspiring.
Thank you.
Spirit shows me that, I mean, you have so many skills and strengths, but one of your best ones, they say, at least that they want me to recognize for you, is your sense of humor. I mean, you do a really good job of when you look in the mirror, it's almost like you know how to make yourself laugh to get through those points of fear, those points of stress. And I totally see you on stage in the limelight, like no questions about it. You'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter
that's
of, you know.
I just want to help more people.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to help more people.
What I got for your immediate step right now is the Temperance card, and the image I get in my head is you have your right, you know, your left foot is out and your right foot is backward, and I see you kind of having to lean back on your foot, your back foot a little bit, which is that sort of like take the things that you've already got and really mix them up well and get to a place where you're, and it feels almost like you're, you know, you're reorganizing the things that you've already done. And
yes.
I keep seeing, like, you know, the old-fashioned milkshake maker, just where
yes.
you're shaking things up and you're really getting everything nicely integrated. And you may want to even just take, like, in a very small way, take some breaths and, like, calm down. The Temperance card often reminds us, like, to just chill out before we do the next thing. It's sort of like if you're going to,
right.
get on the phone with your son's principal, for example. I did that today. You're better to, like, really mellow out first and then go into it. So the immediate step is actually not an immediate step. The immediate step is to take it easy.
I'm totally there. I had to have surgery this morning, oral surgery. So I am laying in bed, and I'm just relaxing and listening to the shows and, you know, kind of healing. Just took some more meds because I was starting to hurt a little bit, and I thought, I'm just going to relax this evening. I feel like I'll be able to work tomorrow, yay, because I have a party and things going on. So I'm like, but I have that covered. I have other people helping, so I can just still relax if I have to and not overdo it. But, yeah, I've been made to slow down because my mind goes, and there's a lot of different things, and you said exactly what I'm doing right now. This summertime slows down. Although parties and stuff can go forward, but I have to do a restructure of my business to get it where I need to be. I'm trying to build a TEAM, you know, capital TEA, because I have a tea shop. So I am building a team and having a blast with that, and the right people are coming together. And so I feel like I am shuffling it up a little bit and trying to really hone in on what I do have so that it can be really built on solid ground so that I can go and focus on this desire that I know is the next step for me.
You know, I feel strongly that you and I could have a great conversation off air, and I think you should email me or call me or something, and at the very least we should chat, but I feel like there's a great synergy in how we operate, and whatever you're doing, I would be happy to work with you on that and help you out, or check in with it, whatever.
Okay.
So please get in touch with me.
Okay, well, I'm the Tea Caddy of Jackson. I have Facebook and a website, and my phone number's all over the place. So if that you can remember the Tea Caddy of Jackson, that would be awesome.
And Lori, I'm writing down your number now. It's Angela. I'm on the board. And if it's all right with you, I'll text it to Marcy, the 740 number. Is that okay?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
Love
I'll send
it.
You her number.
Thank you,
thank
guys.
Thank you for calling in.
No problem. Thanks.
Bye.
God bless.
Yeah, that was some beautiful timing. Thank you, universe. On the heels of your story. She could so relate. That's fantastic.
So funny.
Yeah. Good. All right. Well, we've got about 25 minutes left, and we've still got a couple handfuls of callers. So if you guys are up for it, we'll dive into another call.
Sounds good to me.
760, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
Hi.
Good, how are you?
I didn't know if you heard that. Well, right when I did unmute it, I was like, yes.
That's driving.
I was calling in. I wanted to know, I've been seeing the numbers 1111 for a while, and I wanted to know, like, if Spirit was, like, trying to tell me something, or I don't know what it means, like, the 1111. Like, every time you look at the clock or something like that, it's, like, 1111. So I just wanted to see if you guys knew.
Yeah, what's your first name?
Chuika.
Chuika?
Yes.
Thanks for calling in. Georgia, do you want to take this?
Oh, yeah, sure. This is your spiritual path. Your intuition's calling you. 1111, as I understand it, is like the Christ consciousness number. And when I say Christ consciousness, it's not the sort of Jesus Christ of Christianity. It's elevating Jesus Christ into his sort of spiritual body. And in the spiritual body, his vibration of pure love is what drives, you know, our spirituality. And, you know, people fall in love with him, but on that higher level, that love is accessible to absolutely everybody. And so 1111 is this reminder by your spirit guides and your spirit people that this love is waiting for you to tap into it. So you've been seeing it because, you know, you're actually opening, you're flowering, and your connection with spirit and your connection with your intuition is opening, and it's beautiful. It's a wonderful journey. Are you in a class at the moment? Or are you doing any form of study or in the area of developing your intuition?
No, I started reading a book on channeling.
Great. Well, yeah, I mean, do you, you know, because I see that, you know, around channeling, you may have some thoughts where, you know, it's wonderful. That's great. Are you able to sit in on a group? I don't know where your area is, but you might find some like-minded people that will help in your journey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know some groups around here. I've seen some on Meetup, and a while back I went to like 3 of them, but that was it.
Mhm.
Because they're like 40 minutes away.
Anything that you can do in this area is so good for you. You know, 1111. If you haven't Googled it yet, you should. And then you'll see a lot of crazy stuff, and you'll see a lot of helpful things, and you'll see a lot of interesting things. And basically just stick, you know, look around. I'm a huge proponent of Google as sort of an oracular messenger, you know. Google 1111 and see what things sound like they fit or make sense to you.
Okay.
You know, because I'll tell you just, you know, personally, it's a kind of across the board an auspicious sign. It's a good thing. I personally had a good year and a half where it was like I couldn't look at the clock without it being 11:11 or 3:22 or 4:44. And it got to the point I thought I was losing my mind. And so that's just something to keep in mind, too, is that it can get a little bit nerve-wracking if it's always doing that. But it's just showing you that you are in a particular kind of alignment at the moment. And I just read one website called crystallinks.com/1111, and it says that it has to do with we're recoding our DNA, and it is the activation of the twin spiraling human DNA. And that's what I mean by you'll find crazy things on Google. But I also, that makes a ton of sense. It's one of those things that when you first hear it, it sounds a little bit over the top and maybe a little bit insane, but ultimately there's a really good point going on there. Basically, you as a human being are waking up to something that you are coming in contact with right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Marcy, I'll just jump in if you're done there. It's Angela. You know, I agree with both of you. Very, very powerful. And what Spirit says to me in your case in particular, Chuika, is that this is about your spiritual strength. And just like Marcy and Georgia said, it's time to tap into it. I just became aware of an author. Her name is Simran Singh. And she actually, she has a magazine. It's an online magazine called 1111 Magazine. So look that up online. She writes all inspirational and spiritual stuff. And she just published her first book. It's called Conversations with the Universe. And it's a good book. It gets a little long in some parts, but she gives a lot of examples about what she went through when she was continually seeing the numbers 1111. I think she was having more of a personal crisis than it sounds like you are. But kind of,
That's what it is. I'm one right now. Like, I have depression, and all of a sudden started getting anxieties bad. One day it started. But now they're going away a little bit, but they started coming back again. So I take Xanax.
Anxiety can be some real stress about anticipation of the future. Definitely grab her book then, because you may have more in common with her and from the place that she wrote this book when she was seeing 1111 than I know about. So definitely check her out. It's called Conversations with the Universe.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a pen and paper to write that down?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, Conversations with the Universe. And also look online at 1111 Magazine, and you'll be able to see more about her and read some of the articles she has there. It's a free magazine online, and I think it'll be really helpful for you.
Oh, okay. I'll look at it. Definitely. That helped me out a lot.
Good.
Even the first reading was really good because, like, I was told my ancestors were healers, so I was trying to open that also. So
you're a healer, Chuika. You're a healer, you're a very spiritual person, and actually connecting the way that your spirit wants you to will bring down the white light and will help you with your anxiety. You're going to be feeling a lot better, so hang in there.
Oh, I hope so. Thank you guys so much. This helped a lot.
Yay!
Great.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Take care.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. That was exciting. I love it. It's almost like a round table with the three of us, and we all had sort of different aspects to share with her, but similar messages in that, you know?
Yeah, it just really brings me back to that time when I was, like, really on the edge of, like, am I losing my mind? I had a really, like, sudden third eye opening, you know, that happened really, like, a lot of a dense amount of work happening in a very short amount of time. And whenever I think of that, I'm like, oh, man, I'm just on the brink of holding it, you know?
Yeah, I think she'll be good, though. Hopefully we send her in some good directions that'll be helpful for her.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to bring another caller on the line here. 678, you're on the air with us.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Yep. And
what was your question, Kim?
Well, I was wondering if you happen to see a man coming into my life for a romance.
Yeah. What I see is that first there is a broken relationship that you are just at the end of grieving. You know, you're really at the point where you are ready to turn it around and be totally open to something new. But that looks like that was quite a long process, and you're just getting over it, which is awesome, awesome, awesome job, because I can just see, how much that last thing or that older thing that we're talking about kind of ripped you apart in a lot of ways and tore away at a lot of things that were really good and comfortable for you. And so now you're moving into a place that when you're ready and you're almost ready, you know, for this new relationship, it's definitely available to you. And so the answer that I have for you is it's like, yes, in just a little while, if that works for you.
Okay. Yeah, because I have been doing a lot of self-healing and a lot because I was in and out of a relationship for about 2 years, and it took me a long time to let him go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that looks like it was just very, very hard for you. And so it comes down to a choice that you're making, you know, where you have to say, and it may be that you decide within that spectrum of choice
that you'd rather really, really get even more solid and be on better footing when you go into your next relationship. You may decide to spend some time on your own doing your own thing, and that might be a good thing for you too, but it's really up to you.
Okay. But you feel that he will be coming soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I might jump in, Kim. Marcy, are you done?
Yeah, I'm all set.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Kim. It's Angela. I get a sense of like November, and I see what Marcy saw too. And what I see about this guy that comes in for you in approximately 5 months, I think, give or take a couple months, depending on what you choose to do healing wise, free will, etc. Is he's very different from the last relationship that you were in. As a matter of fact, you're going to find yourself wondering if you're even that interested in him because he's so different than the other types of people that you've been in relationship with. But I see you very cautiously enjoying him, and he's very, very respectful, and you guys do take things slowly, and you have all the time in the world with him to really decide if you're ready to move forward with each of the steps that you do. He's ready to sort of dance at the pace that you want to dance, is what Spirit tells me for you.
Okay.
Okay. Georgia, do you have anything to add?
Oh, really, just very quickly. I was seeing 5 to 6 months too. And yes, it's gonna be a successful one. So what you wanna be doing in these few months is just finishing up with your healing and, you know, really fine tuning and getting into, you know, the type of alignment that Marcy was, you know, describing earlier on, you know, in total alignment with you know, the last relationship's closed and there are no more sort of hooks taking you back there, and you are completely and utterly open to this person that's coming towards you that we're seeing.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, ladies.
Great.
You're welcome. Good luck. Thanks for calling.
All right, you guys.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cam. Didn't mean to cut her off prematurely. Sorry, listeners. All righty, we've got about 13 more minutes left. You're listening to Psychics Gone Wild on Fabulous Fun Friday Night with Georgia Marantos, Angela Bixby, and Marcy Currier as our special guest tonight, who we're having gobs of fun with. Thanks so much for being here. You can find out contact information for all three of us on psychicsgonewild.com. We're going to try to get to as many of the remaining, it looks like we've got about 4 callers on that we can, in the last 10 to 12 minutes. So, with that, I'll bring on, this looks like a Skype caller. So your area code comes on as 111. Can you, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Angela. Hi, Georgia. Hi, Marcy.
Hi.
Hi. Marcy, I want to say that I love the concept of the frogs in your cards.
Oh, thanks so much. Thank you. I love
You're
them,
welcome.
Too.
My question, wanting to know, I really enjoy where I live at now, but I was thinking about moving into a bigger place. What do you see for me, anyone?
And what's your first name, please?
I'm sorry, Diane. Okay. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Thanks, Diane. We'll all check in for
you. You're welcome.
So, Diane, just what shows up for me, and I think that the other way people have a better, more specific answer for you.
Okay.
But what just shows up for me is that you are someone, when you put your mind to it, it's amazing what you are able to accomplish. And in general, anytime anything hasn't worked out for you or isn't working out for you, it's just because you haven't applied yourself properly. And I know that that might sound crazy, but there is this thing that shows up that, like, when you get serious about making something happen or when you get serious about finding something, it is almost overnight that it happens for you. And I think if you were to look back over, like, major things in your life, there's a particular mind state that you get into that is very focused and very, like, very single-pointed and very directed, and you get there and it happens. So something that you can do, and like I said, I think the ladies will probably have a better time frame or, you know, specifics for you. But what I'm just seeing is that if you go back and you go, okay, when did I get that job I wanted? When did I get that, make that change I wanted? And you find, you kind of dial into the state of mind that you are able to operate in, you will make whatever you want to have happen.
That sounds very good, and I agree with you, yes. Yes, you're
funny.
That's correct.
Diane, what I'm getting is something similar. I don't see it being a quick move because it seems like you haven't quite found the place that you want. And so I see you being deliberate in finding exactly the right place, and you're still deciding whether it's going to be larger or smaller. And it's almost more about the flow and the layout of the place than it is about the size of the place for you. And what they show me is, much like Marcy said, as soon as you find a place that you know is yours, you will make it happen and the move will happen quickly. But I just see you taking your time for the next couple months to really decide.
That is correct, because I live in a beach area, and I'm trying to decide, do I want to live in this area or go more inland?
Yeah.
So you're correct. Because I was concerned about the coastal
finding
waters.
The right place. I think finding the right place will make that decision for you. It really is the right place. And one of the images I got was of you in this giant echoey house that's way too big. So I don't think you need bigger, more space. I think exactly what Angela said. It's about the right layout. And you may start by rearranging the current home that you're in to suit you better. And you might realize, oh, it's not a bigger space that I need. It's more flow.
Wow. I did that today, this morning. I arranged the furniture around. And I was thinking that, too, about the flow as well. You just said exactly what I was doing this morning.
Excellent.
Awesome.
We wish you the best of luck, Diane. Enjoy.
Okay, so the answer is yes, that I will get a chance to move?
Yes, when you find a
place. Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. And Diane, I think, if you're interested in a longer reading, give me a call. I think we'd work great together.
Okay, I don't know which person is speaking. I'm sorry.
That was Marcy.
Marcy. Okay. I can see your website, so I can contact you through your website.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay,
thank
much
you.
Success to everyone. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, you
too. Bye.
Thanks for that. I'm glad, Marcy, that Diane brought up your Frog Tarot because I meant to ask you that. So I'm going to ask you now. Will you please tell our listeners about your Mystical Frog Tarot deck?
Okay, so the Mystical Frog Tarot deck was actually something that I was working on as on a side project. This started in like 2005 or 6, and the frogs actually are something that I've been drawing since I was a little kid. And they have a very, they, to me, I'm just drawing something that's there. Like, I don't feel in any way as though I'm creating them. And I was working on a bigger, much more involved tarot project that I put aside. And the frogs have become my main project. I always say that they pose the question, like, what really happens if we were to release all attachment? Like, what happens to us? How does the tarot change when there's no attachment? How do our stories change? What if we're just unattached and then they have a special exuberance, if we're just that, what does our life look like? So the Mystical Frog Tarot is a project that I'm working on. I got a contract with U.S. Games back in 2010 and then got really, really busy with other work and life and living. So I'm still working on it. But if people want to take a look, there's a Mystical Frog Facebook page and there is a Mystical Frog Tumblr, www.frogtarot.tumblr.com.
Excellent.
Take a look.
They're very, very cute. Yeah, check them out.
They're very cute, but they have a really deep message, and it's a funny thing because I've always been frustrated when people call me cute. No. The frogs are cute, and that's why it's this really funny place that I have to work. And I am cute, too, and it's okay.
You are.
But it's one of those ridiculous things where I'm like, don't call me cute. And then people will say, well, you're cute. Would you do that? So it's been really cool to have to take something that actually is cute, and I can never say it's not cute. That would be ridiculous. And still be able to convey the depth and the wisdom and how much is going on underneath the surface of all that cuteness. And I love that they're cute, and I love that people think they're cute, and I'm okay with being cute, too.
Very nice. Great. Thank you for sharing that. We appreciate it. All right, we're going to bring on one more caller.
Area code 269, you're on the line with us.
Well, hi there.
Hi.
My name is Rebecca, and I've had the 1111 experience before, too, so I was really interested in listening to that. That was really great.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Anyway, I have two questions. The first was I've been having today a lot of thoughts of an ex. What's up with that? Am I we've kind of lost touch, and I was thinking about emailing this person and just basically saying, how's it going? But I don't want to be pushy, though, either. But it's just been kind of weird. It's just been popping into my head several times today. That, and
yeah,
then you see somebody new coming.
Can I jump in? He was thinking of you.
Mm-hmm.
He's been thinking of you, and you're actually picking up on him thinking about you. And he's thinking of you because he's kind of emotionally feeling down and a bit tired. And I think when you were in the relationship together, you used to be able to pick him up. And so he's kind of thinking, he kind of wishes, you know, that he had, you know, you around to be able to pick him up. So, you know, that you're tapping into your intuition there.
Okay. I was wondering about that.
I see Mercury retrograde playing a part in this too. It's that thing where it pulls us back to the past and it pulls us back into old things. But I agree with Georgia. That there's a little bit of him wanting to rely on you, you know?
Yeah.
When we look at someone coming soon, yeah, absolutely. Someone who's much more up to your intellectual speed,
mm-hmm.
Much more focused, which is something that you've been looking for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be someone that you already know because I get the Sun card, which is, that it's present in this moment. So it's either going to happen so fast that it is going to blow your mind, or it's like you already kind of know this person and just need to make the first move.
Yeah, I see that too, Marcy. It's almost like he's dancing in one of her spheres. He's kind of rocking out and thinking about her, and as soon as she sort of notices him or he sees a small open door, he's there.
Yep, it's quick.
Yeah. Rebecca, does that resonate?
I don't know who that would be.
Uh-huh.
I'm not quite. I mean, I have a different ex who's been Facebooking me, but I've not been open to that person.
I don't think it's any of your exes. I think that we're looking at something new. And I think that what you should do is just let us know when he shows up, because I'm pretty certain it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm definitely being shown that it's time for you to ex your exes. I'm kind of getting like a lot of, you know when you come full circle with something and you're like, I'm really done with everything and everybody that was ex. And it's kind of like a new chapter. Actually, it's a new book that you're starting. You finished the old chapters. You got what you needed out of those relationships. You know, you're bringing in this new energy, this new person, and Spirit's kind of encouraging you to say, you know, you've paid your dues, you've done your karma, you've been a good girl. Now it's time for you to have some fun and to have somebody wait on you and make you feel better when you're, you know, whatever. So I see this guy coming in too. It's going to move quick, just like Marcy said, and hold your horses.
Funny you said that. Somebody a couple, 2 weeks ago said horse is my totem.
It's going to be great. Feel good.
Enjoy, Rebecca, and do let us know when it happens. We thank you for calling in.
I will, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, we're going to take one quick call. We've got about 60 seconds.
Yes.
Erica, 352, do you have a quick question for us? We've got about 1 minute.
Do you have any messages for me? That's what I wanted to know.
First name?
Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
And FYI, why does it seem like everybody's scratching off tickets today and winning?
Holy shit, I just saw you scratching a ticket.
Holy cow. I ran into at least 5 people that scratched off something and won. I'm like, man, I'm in need. What's going on? But yeah, I just wanted to add that in.
Marcy, did I hear you jumping in?
The one thing that I got was seeing you fully enclosed in purple robes, and that's really the only thing that came. But that immediately says that this is a great time for you to really embody your spirituality and kind of send yourself up into it and bring it down into you. I know that's kind of general and vague, so I'm going to let Angela or just take this.
Yeah, no, that's good, Marcy, because actually what I'm getting quite, briefly here is that I'm seeing you in green and turquoise and teal, really sort of the colors of a healer. It seems like it's a really healing time that you're in right now, like you're on a really good path. And our recording's done. The show's over, but I think everyone can still hear us, so we'll continue to talk with you for another minute or so. Georgia, is that what you're seeing too?
Yeah, I see that you've been dealing with something, either a health issue or something that's been, going for some time that you have to think about or deal with on a daily basis, and that's actually got a bit to do with some, sort of deeper emotions. And I don't know how well you deal with anger, but it feels like those deep, anger and sadness are kind of flip sides. Did I say that right? They're kind of the same. They live on the same coin. They're flip sides of one another. And that in terms of your spiritual path, once you dive deep into that emotion, both of them actually, either sadness or anger, whichever is present, then you're going to find your way out. And you have to through spirit, because the purple robe is spiritual, that Marcy's mentioned, and you're being called to lift yourself up and to heal yourself through your spiritual work, because you are actually quite powerful. And the work that you want to do is around your sex chakra, the second chakra. It's around the belly. That's your Hara energy. That's where the anger lives, but that's also where your life force energy lives. So harness that energy, and you can do amazing things.
Does that mean like I can be a healer?
Yes. You are a healer because you're very powerful. And so, that's the purple robe. The purple robe is like this call for you to come into alignment with your spiritual, sort of purpose. And once you start doing the healing work and once you start opening up to spirit, and I don't know how you're going to do it, it's interesting. I'm now seeing you writing. It might help you to write letters to some of the people that you've, had particular experiences within your life that have been very sort of heavy and have left sort of impressions on you. So write it out and then get rid of it. Burn it. There's got to be some way that you've got to heal some of this. And it's your inner journey, your inner spiritual journey. And, yes, you're a healer. And, you're going to... There's actually someone who's going to help you this may be a teacher who comes in to help you harness this energy. I see shamanic energy with you as well. I could keep talking with you for hours, actually, but I think I need to stop.
Ooh, when? Like the lady, or is it a lady, a man?
I get a male energy that's actually going to help you, and it does feel like a shaman. So, keep your ears pricked up for, any shamans that come into your area, or look into, some spiritual magazines that, where people advertise their services. You might find him that way. Yeah, it comes through your pathway. And, there's a sense that when you worry, the whole world turns upside down, but you're going to come out of that. You're going to come out of that. You're actually more powerful than you think you are.
I do, yes. I've been told that before, that I was a healer, but know how, when you hear it and you're like,
you're a healer when you feel emotions really deeply, it's because emotions kind of, if you can hold a lot of emotion in your body, you can hold a lot of energy in your body. If you can hold a lot of energy in your body, that means that amount of energy can flow through you from spirit into a person, into yourself. So that's what that means. So that's how you're going to harness the energy.
Okay. Because they told me that I do heal people by talking to them.
Yeah.
And
Just your presence.
Don't know. I kind of like talking to people.
Great.
That's why I think I get along with people.
Waiting. There are people who are waiting to get your services. They're waiting for you to come into yourself as a healer. So really, you're at the right place at the right time to start doing this work on yourself. And that's it. It's constant work on yourself and work on others at the same time. You don't have to wait for yourself to be perfect before you start, okay?
Uh-huh. See, that's what the other question I had, too, as well. Like, do I have to be completely healed in order to help other people? Because I feel like I still help other people, and I'm completely healing myself as well.
That's right. That's how it works.
Now, like, with saying that, I mean, do you see anything else like a temporary job to help me with the financial, just temporary, just to get myself together for right now?
That's interesting because I see the same guy that I saw who I felt like the shamanic energy. It could be that's how you. So sometimes I see the energy of a person before I see what it is that their role is. So you might meet somebody in your workplace who ends up being this this healer that introduces you into the healing shamanic healing practice.
I'm not working right now.
In the work that you do find, I do see you actually having the opportunity to choose between jobs. So, I get that like 5 weeks.
Oh.
I get one job and then another job, because once you get into your work, your focus is on the healing practice. So, I think we're probably going on a little bit longer than we've wanted to, but I feel like you've definitely got everything you need to get going now.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. We wish you luck. Keep us posted on how everything goes.
Yeah,
I will. Thank you very, very
You're
much.
Welcome. Take care.
Good night.
You too. Good night.
You've been listening to Psychics Gone Wild, everybody. Thank you for listening. We had Marcy Currier on tonight, and you'll be able to find this show in the archives. Thank you, Marcy. Thanks, Georgia.
Thanks, Marcy.
Thanks so much,
guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.